During the first week in March of 2021, inspired by Trump's speech at CPAC, I spoke with Jeremy Fish at the Haywood County Board of Elections. I requested that Jeremy sit down with me and explain the entire process of how my vote in November 2020 finally wound up at the State Board of Elections. I wanted to be able to explain to someone how this process works, and the only people in Haywood County that can do this are sitting in the Haywood County Board of Elections office. I requested a live demonstration with actual voting machines. At one point, Jeremy summoned Robert Inman, who practically had a heart attack when I explained what I wanted. Robert Inman wanted to know why I was asking. As an example, I brought with me a voting ballot from NCHA, that's the National Cutting Horse Association, curiously, an organization Robert Inman was familiar with. Being a member of NCHA, I had received a ballot to vote for directors located in North Carolina. I could vote by mail-in ballot or online. I was provided with a voter ID number and a password. The tear-off ballot contained the password. This meant that everybody would know who I voted for. Both of these documents are being included in your documentation package. I voted on April 20th, 2020, during early voting, also known as one-stop voting, in the last election. No voter ID was required. I signed the printed one-stop application, and then I received my printed ballot to insert into the voting machine. As I recall, the ballot had some kind of ID number printed on the ballot. I inserted the completed ballot into the scanner. If there was a number on that ballot, that means that somebody could be able to determine how I voted, as was the case with the NCHA ballot. State law prevents me from ever seeing my ballot again, so the next time I vote, I'm going to take a picture of the ballot before I turn it in. Donald Trump won the vote in both Haywood County and the state of North Carolina, so I am not investigating any nefarious activity. I simply want to understand how this works. My experience is that if I ask a simple question and I get what I believe is a truthful response, I go away. It appears I'm getting significant pushback from Robert Inman. So now I intend to dig deeper, with one of the goals of my investigation being a detailed flow diagram of the election process here in Haywood County. As some of you board members know, I can be very detailed in my investigations, as evidence for flow diagrams, four, and one of them, my longest one, was anatomy.
Miller, I need to let you know that the rules are you get 3 minutes if the board wants to let it. If nobody else to speak, is that correct?
There's nobody else here.
You want to let him continue? He's got, it appears to me he's reading from what he handed me. It looks like there's 3 pages all, whatever the board desire is. The rule is 3 minutes, but if you want to let him continue till he finishes.
Let him speak.
Okay, fine with me.
Thank you.
I just have to impose that, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I wasn't aware it was 3 minutes. I was on the agenda.
It's 3 minutes, but since there's no one else to speak and the board has decided they'll let him continue.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
You may continue. Okay.
Okay, I've done 2 flow diagrams recently. One of them was very detailed, anatomy of a foreclosure. That's in your packet. The second one was a foreclosure on Sarge's infiltration of a glorified dog pound, and that was a very successful one. Copies of both of these flow diagrams are on my website and included in your documentation package. The last set of responses for my public request for public information sent to me on April 8th, posted on my website, make it appear you are masters of playing stupid. It appears to me to be blow-off responses, typical of Robert Inman. We can go through those responses one by one if you wish. Moving forward, there are two ways we can go. Have Jeremy Fish provide the tutorial on the voting process in Haywood County as originally requested, following my vote and how it was processed until it finally reached the State Board of Elections, or my continuing to request public information until I feel I have all the information I need to complete a flow diagram. I believe the former will probably be more efficient and result in taking less of your time. Whichever works best for you. Please let me know how you would like to proceed. Thank you for allowing me time to express my concerns.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
No, sir.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Neal? Well, so, I'm sorry, you wanted to speak, Ted, because you...
30 seconds.
Did you sign up to speak?
I didn't realize. At the last meeting, I was offered a moment to speak, so I thought...
Well, I'll have to let the board clear that first. Let me finish with Mr. Since you didn't sign up, well, I follow the rules. Always have, so I'm going to today. Could you clarify for me what your request is, Mr. Miller? Is it for you to have a private demonstration how the voting machines work? Is that what you're requesting?
What I'm requesting is, and specifically I made the request to Jeremy Fish. I know he's knowledgeable in this area. I wanted to understand the entire process, like I said, of my vote, how it went from my ballot to the state, through all of the processes that it goes through in an election.
Have you looked on the state board website? Because there's a lot of information about how your vote actually gets to where it's supposed to be.
I'm not interested in going to the state. I'm interested in talking with people here in Haywood County. Does that specific?
So let me get this straight. You're requesting, I just need to, I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
It's a difficult request, so go ahead.
So you're asking us to pull out a voting machine and give you a private demonstration of how it works, or Jeremy Fish to do that?
Not necessarily. That was my initial concept. I understand that your voting machines are locked up, they're secured, the programs have been erased. It's sufficient for me just to understand the process of how things work during an election. And I feel that Jeremy Fish, since he's pretty involved in it, would be probably a good person for me to interact with. I figure it'll take about 2 to 3 hours of taking up his time.
Well, we had some demonstrations to the public about, before the last election. We had two different ones. Did you appear at any of those?
I was at one board meeting where you were looking at making decisions on which voting machine. I'm not interested in actually lighting one up. They're stored. That's not really part of my request. I want to understand the process so I can explain it to somebody.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions for the board? Mr. Miller?
No.
Robbie, anything you want to say in response to his request there?
Well, I think that if a request that's this broad and this detailed and extensive, just make the request to the State Board of Elections and see if they have a presentation that they can allow them to have. I mean, precinct uniformity, the process is exactly the same in every county across the state.
Well, I guess my issue here is whatever we do ought to be available to the entire public. I don't want to get into having to explain this 50 times. If we do that for you, then the next person that comes in, we got to do that for them.
Make it an open hearing. Make it an open presentation.
It's not here. What I think I'm inclined to do, I want the board to decide, is to contact the State Board of Elections and find out what information we can actually provide that's within the uniformity of everything we do statewide. And then We'll have to get back with Mr. Miller, I think, about what we can and can't do. Whether, I'm not opposed, we've been very transparent here. I think it's the most transparent board I've ever been on in my life, so clearly, we don't mind doing things, it's just that we have to operate within the purview of what the State Board of Elections allows us to do. And so, I'll let the board comment on what you think about it, but I think my idea is let's let Robbie see what it is he wants exactly. I've got his letter here, what he read from, and let's see what we can do. If we can provide that information to the general public, then we'll provide it to Mr. Miller, and it can be the handout we can give out to other people. If it's something else, then my idea is I'm okay with having a demonstration. I just want it open to the general public, whatever we do. And I want to be sure we're in compliance with all the rules and laws and that kind of thing. So I'll open it up to the board. What's the board's pleasure? What do you think?
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
If this is one request out, how many million voters are there in North Carolina? 7 million?
I'm sorry?
Is there not close to 7 million voters in the state of North Carolina?
I don't know. My question deals with Haywood County, not the state of North Carolina.
Well, your question deals with Haywood County, and it deals with the state, too.
Of course.
Yes. And, you know, if we have to do this 7 million times, and it's possible.
Well, that's a reach.
Well, you had some reaches this morning when you were talking about the Cutthroat Association. To me, that was fun out there. But I think something this involved needs to have a state look at it and see what their position is.
Okay, yeah, if you want to contact the state, I think that's a great idea. Find out what you can do. And believe me, I plan on making this public. It'll be on my website, so the 7 million people will get to see it.
You know, your website, I don't know how big a following you have, and that's immaterial, but you can look at my website and you get a blank page. I don't want to deal with personalities. I won't deal with the law.
And like I said, I don't think there's anything that's been done wrong here. That's not what I'm after. I'm after understanding how the process works. Simple as that.
I was very displeased when you said derogatory statements about our director. I mean, that was uncalled.
I think there's some information on the website. That's what I was. I think there's some information on the state website that is to the general. I know everybody doesn't have a computer, everybody doesn't have access to it, but I've been on and looked at it myself just to see what's on there. It's pretty good. It explains how everything.
I'm sure it is, but again, I'm interested right here.
You may want more specific information. That's what I'm trying to get at. You may want more specific information than they're going to allow us to reveal, because some of these things have proprietary issues and,
okay,
well, and security issues that they don't want out to the general.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
For obvious reasons. So my point is, I guess, and I'm willing to do what the board, but the stuff, I looked at the website, I guess I'd have to ask Jeremy or see what you're specifically asking for, but the whole process is outlined on the State Board of Elections website, how the machines are tested, how they're not on the internet, how the information is transferred to the state, I think SIMS or whatever it is, it lays it out pretty good about how the process works. So I take it you're asking for more than that.
Yeah, things that actually are happening here.
Okay.
So I think it's a great idea that you check with them and find out what they can do.
We're not going to hide any information from anyone that they say we can release to the general public. There's a lot of things that we can't.
I understand.
And so I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm fine with trying to find out what it is the county can't do. What's everyone else's pleasure? Like Robbie? I don't know that we need a motion, so is the consensus of the board to let Robbie find out, take his, whatever he has here, and see what can and can't be given to him from the state board? And that's about as far as we can go, I think.
I so move.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, raise your hand, please. All right, so we'll let Robbie take your request and present it to the state board, and then we'll see where we go from there.
I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Now, I believe Ted wanted to say something. That he didn't sign it, but it's the board's pleasure to allow Ted to speak. If we let Ted speak, anybody else cheers a little bit. So that's my position. Anybody opposed to that? Okay. Well, Ted, you have 3 minutes, and then I'm going to open it up to everybody else that's here for 3 minutes. We're going to be consistent in what we do, so.
Thank you very much. We're certainly learning that election integrity is reaching a peak of interest never before. And I agree with you, Danny, that I think our Hayward County Board is outstanding. It's a non-political, non-partisan board that just works extremely well. And I would like for Haywood to be a model in the state. And so I'm going to be suggesting, well, there are two aspects to it. There are the laws or regulations that the state issues, and then there are the processes that the local boards implement those. And so I'm going to be suggesting things from time to time because they are brought up in other parts of the country of how we might process. And one that comes to mind right now is on mail-in ballots. If you would consider, Robbie, when the first voting record is submitted, it becomes reported, if you could report each day the ballot status. And I'm thinking that for days, it's no change. And then as the mail-in ballots are reported, maybe those numbers increase. But if that could be a daily record. And so that's the first thought that I had. A second comment that I would make to the ladies, Ms. Ray and Ms. Norris, last month in your absence, the board was still conducted absolutely with decorum and integrity and without need for the feminine attention to the board. The gentleman did very well. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Anyone else want to make a comment here? Okay. All right, Robbie, I guess we can proceed with our business here now, so.